On 1116 SEN, Chasing Birdies with Mark Allen and Craig Spence.
Hey, we've got a big program tonight because Peninsula Kingswood, a golf course we've been hearing lots about. We've been hearing about Kingswood as well, selling up and the potential move down there. It looks, well, everyone tells me it's potential, but surely it has to be done by now. But we've got just about every pro in Australia. I shouldn't say that. Every pro from Kingswood or Peninsula Golf Club is with us tonight,
yep.
Including their touring pro.
Yep.
He happens to be the number 66 player in the world, Marcus Fraser. G'day, Marky.
Marco, how are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Fraser. Buddy. Let me just fix
good
this
to have you.
For you.
All right, perfect.
He's a favourite of ours, isn't he?
He's a favourite. Everybody at this radio station. I spoke to you last week on the way home from Wednesday night, and I forgot all of that. You were coming in, so I apologise to you,
glad
first of all.
Glad I made an impression on you, Marco.
That's
nice.
Now, we're going to speak to David Capeldo at some stage as well, who's one of the pros at Peninsula Kingswood, possibly the number one pro from what he's been telling us. And also
the head pro.
John Abbott's down here as well. There's so much to get through. But one of the massive changes down there are both the golf courses and Ogilvy, Clayton, Cocking and Mead
is the
design group. And the third bloke on that list is Michael Cocking, and he's been good enough to join us on the phone as well. So a busy show. G'day, Michael.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, mate. The reason we've got you on is because you've changed the place, not only the north but the south as well. We're hearing some unbelievable things, particularly Marcus and David have been telling us that these new greens that you've put in down there are just unbelievable. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, the greens are getting a pretty good review so far. We opened the first seven holes of back nine last week, the week before. I guess, you know, the brief really was, for us, was it started out as more of a maintenance-based. So one of the things, you know, one of the things synonymous with Sandbelt Golf is, you know, firm, fast greens. Mm. And we never really had those down on the Peninsula site. And when the merger took place, there was an opportunity to start looking at, you know, all the different aspects of the golf course, from drainage to the greens to the bunkers, and trying to extract that final, you know, 15 or 20% of potential out of both courses. And, you know, you're only as good as the land you're on, and you know how good the land is down there.
It's phenomenal.
Probably one of the best sites. That's right, outside. One of the best sites on the Sandbelt. So, we started work about a year ago. And so far, everyone's pretty impressed with the result. But I think as we get closer to the end of this year, when the full South course opens, that's when it's really going to start to blow people away.
You're also telling me that the quality of the greens, not just the contours, and that's what Michael's all about, but the quality of the green, you've never seen anything like it.
No. It's there. By far the best, those seven greens that are in play at the moment are by far the best greens I think I've ever putted on in 14 years of playing professional golf.
So, what are they called, Michael?
It's a bent grass called Pure Distinction.
Oh, so, which great name.
Say no more.
It's a great name. Where'd you get it from?
Well, it's a good story with that. So Augusta is A1 bent grass. A1's the same grass at Kingston Heath.
Right.
And over time, it kind of colonises out into it because it's a hybrid, and they picked one of the little, you know how it goes kind of blotchy, how greens kind of go blotchy? Yeah.
Yep.
They picked one of the blotches that they thought was really good, and that's Pure Distinction. That's where it came from. So it kind of stems back to Augusta.
So you've got a bit of a hybrid patch at Augusta.
Yeah.
Why is it so good? Does it creep more or does it sit straight up? What's the story?
It's really fine. I haven't seen many bents like this that are so fine. It's kind of a lightish colour, but it's just such a consistent look. I mean, I know some of the members that saw it just felt like it was synthetic grass. Like, it was such an amazing look to it. Yeah, it's quite phenomenal, really.
David Capeldo is here with us, and after the break, we'll have a few words to David Capeldo as well. Marcus Fraser, of course, here, the number 66 player in the world, and Craig Spence, the 99 Australian Masters champion. I think this is the packed, most brilliant lineup we've ever had.
It's raining, pouring in here tonight.
Stay
really
tuned, folks.
On 1116 SEN, Chasing Birdies with Mark Allen and Craig Spence.
And Marcus Fraser, the number 66 player in the world. He's off the Irish Open next week. And now we introduce David Capeldo, a man, Craig, who a long time ago shot 64, I think, at Portsea, and he played the par fives 8 under par that particular day, is the really? Way I remember things.
Marco Spencey, that's correct, yes.
Nice was, to see you, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
Was that the Portsea Pro-Am?
Train-Aid event, I reckon.
Train-Aid event,
yeah, then I got a start into the Pro-Am, and I think I won that too.
Did you really?
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, you're obviously impressed with what you've seen down at Peninsula as well.
Yep. Look, I tell you now, you think about all the greens you've ever putted on around the world, you think the best surface you've ever seen. I think these guys...
Ever. It looks fake.
It looks fake. You stand on it and it's like, you must be on the moon. It's so far from anything you've ever seen or stood on or putted on, and it's so just... beautifully true and unbelievable. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.